Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Hilchot Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Vav, and we're learning Siman Hey, where the Chayyadim brought that the woman is Chayiv in the midst of Kiddush Midaraisa. And then he moved on to the question, can a Katan be Motzi an Isha? So we have a scenario where a woman prefers not to say the Kiddush, and a teenage son is going to be Motzi her. So he's a Bar Mitzvah, but we do not know whether he has physical maturity. So when you're dealing with a Chiyuv Deraisa, a woman has not davened Marav, she's a Chiyuv Kiddush Midaraisa. And this rule that we assume that if a child has reached the age of physical maturity, we assume that the age of maturity, we assume he has physical maturity. None of the Gemara's Chazaka the Rabbah. We only apply it by derabbanan, not by deraisa. So you're dealing with the deraisa, we can't rely on that. We have to know for sure. We have to know that for sure he has reached physical maturity. We would know that if the person starts to grow a beard, starts to grow facial hair, we assume that he has physical maturity. However, let's say a woman daven Maariv. So she is yotzer her chiyuv kiddush midaraisa in Maariv, according to the Chayyadim's approach. So the chiyuv kiddush that she has now on the kais is rabbanon. In that situation, a yachol lahutzia, kimeshu ben yudim olshanim, yachol lahutzia. Since he has reached the age of maturity, we assume he has physical maturity. And they're both rabbanans, so he can be motzi her. Fine. Now, and Bishur points out, obviously, again, in this idea of one person be motzi another person, they have to have intent to be yotzei, and the katan has to be prompted to remind him that he should have intent to be motzi her. Rikimeger has an interesting suggestion. The Rambam says that the key of Kiddush Midaraisa, we saw this way back when we started learning these halachas, is to say some type of a praise about Shabbos, something unique and special about Shabbos. So, Krager says, arguably, according to the Rambam, as long as a person did that, they were yotzei the midst of key of Kiddush Midaraisa. So when a woman says Good Shabbos, like we pointed out, the Good Shabbos is a unique form of statement about the day. There's no other day of the week which has a name. Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, the only day of the week which has a name is Shabbos. And even in English, so we say, have a good Monday, you say have a good day. So Shabbos, we say have a good day. During the week, we say have a good Shabbos and Shabbos. So Shabbos is already, that language indicates that Shabbos is something special that deserves its own name. Krager suggests that one would be Yotzei. The Chiyuv Kiddush Midaraisa was saying good Shabbos. So, in this scenario, where if a woman was not able to make Kiddush on her own, and she needed somebody to motzi her, and that the individual to bring motzi her is bar mitzvah, but we don't know if he has physical maturity, according to Kiveger, the suggestion would be that she should say good Shabbos, be yotzer her chiyuv deraisa with that, and now it's a chiyuv derabanan, which again we apply this chazaka, halachic assumption that if he's reached the age of physical maturity, we assume that he has physical maturity as well. Fine. Siman vav yochel adam lekadosh lacherim av b'sheno yochelim mehem. So the Chayyadim is going to clarify. This is the point the Gemara points out, that we have a rule that to be motzi somebody else in a mitzvah or a bracha, both the motzi and the yotzi have to have a chiyuv mitzvah. Therefore, the action they're doing gets the status of a ma'aseh mitzvah. So the Yotzei obviously is a chiyuv mitzvah, that's why he wants to be Yotzei. What about the Motzi? Is the Motzi doing a mitzvah? So, Kiddush has to be said in Rakam Suda, and the chaplain in the nursing home comes in Friday night, Erev Shabbos is close to Shkia, and he says Kiddush for the people which are in the nursing home. He's not eating there, he's not Yotzei Kiddush there, they are eating there, and they want to be Yotzei Kiddush from him. But he's not eating with them. Can he be Motzi them? So, is that a Maisa Mitzvah, what he's doing? he's not doing it l'shem kiddush for himself because he's not being yotzei over here. That's what Chaim is addressing in the next siman, the siman vav, and Hashem, we will learn it inside tomorrow. In the next year, meanwhile, have a good day.